On today's Winning Cures Everything, we are headed into week one, and we are going to preview the lines for each game. There's 37 FBS versus FBS games, and we are going to talk about all of them right now.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Can you believe it?
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man, a superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, welcome to it. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. This is Winning Cures Everything, the podcast edition. That's right, no video for this thing because we are going through all 37 FBS versus FBS games for week one. And you know what that means? Well, FBS versus FBS lined games, I guess you could say. Let me tell you. There's a lot of FCS versus FBS games, and I don't have a number on those because I am not in the business of trying to power rate all of the FCS teams. I ain't trying to do 300-something teams. In college basketball, I can get the data a little bit easier. It's tough to get data for FCS teams as far as football goes. So what we are doing is we are going to focus on the FBS versus FBS games. First, let me tell you, subscribe to the podcast. Leave a nice 5-star written review. If you would so kindly, I would certainly appreciate that. You can go to winningcureseverything.com to find all that kind of stuff. I'm going to have different articles up on all these games, etc. Do me that favor. That would certainly help things out. As far as being a member, you can get some of this stuff early. I'm going to be sharing all kind of stat projections, etc. Over at bettingcfb.com. $5 per month or $50 for a year. I would certainly appreciate that. I'm going to be doing all kinds of off-season content, so make sure that you are a member over there as well. Okay, let's go ahead and dive into it. We are going to start. I'm not even going to tell you necessarily dates and what time the game kicks off, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to go in order that they are in the sports books, right, based on the time. So we'll start on Thursday night. We'll go all the way through Monday night, and I'll tell you what the best odds are, and I'll tell you what my number is. And we'll just do it from there, okay? I'm not going to do, like, full breakdowns, all that kind of stuff. We got the rest of the week to do that. We got the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time, for you to be able to get that as well. So, here is what I am looking at. We'll start on Thursday. We got North Carolina at Minnesota. The best number you can get right now is either North Carolina plus 1 at minus 105 or Minnesota plus 1.5. So, this thing has shifted back and forth. It is continuously moving. My number on it is North Carolina minus 1. So, if you, you can get Minnesota as a dog or you can get North Carolina as a dog. I have North Carolina as a slight favorite on the road. I've got them 52.67% chance to win the game outright. So, that is what we're looking at on that one. Next one on the board, Jacksonville State and Coastal Carolina. Also, that Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. I have got Jacksonville State by 1.4 points. Now, the best number you can get right now is either Coastal Carolina plus 3.5 or Jacksonville State minus 2.5. So you can get on the other side of the field goal so long as you shop around. But my number currently has it Jacksonville State minus 1.4. I've got them at a 53.71% chance to win the game outright. So this might be one of those money line kind of games. All right, we continue on. I don't have a number on Colorado and North Dakota State, although you can get a 9.5 or a 10 on that. There's going to be a lot of people betting on that one. We move on. Friday night, we got Oklahoma and Temple. And this one has just skyrocketed. Opened at 39.5. It's out to 42.5 at some spots. 43.5 if you want to take Temple on that. It goes through a key of 42. And I don't know how key those numbers are anymore, depending upon, you know, whether or not Seth Luttrell, the new offensive coordinator for Oklahoma, whether or not he wants to go for two sometimes, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you got to pay attention to those things. But we do have, I've got a huge discrepancy here. I've got Oklahoma minus 31.8, so about 32 points. Now, I will tell you this. My projections don't go as crazy early in the year for some of these. Would it shock me if Oklahoma covered 42.5? No, not at all. But mine, because I don't think Temple is very good. But with the clock rules the way that they are right now, etc., it's just something to keep an eye on. Like I'm very curious. So anyway, moving on. Oklahoma minus 30, we'll say 32 on that. Michigan State and FAU, Florida Atlantic at Michigan State. This thing opened at 11. It's out to 11.5. In some spots, you can get all the way up to 13.5 if you want to take FAU. My number on it is less than a touchdown. I've got Michigan State minus 6.25. 66% chance for Michigan State to win the game outright. I'm very curious because there's a lot of people on Michigan State. Everybody's playing the clip of Aiden Childs talking about taking the over. Okay. Like, we'll see. Like, this is a rebuild year for Jonathan Smith. That doesn't mean that they won't be good. Just tossing that out there. Next one on the board, we've got Wisconsin hosting Western Michigan. That number opened at 24. It's out to 24.5 in some spots. So, but that's even money, depending on where you get it and whatnot. Western Michigan, you can get a 24.5 if you want to bet them. My number on it is Wisconsin minus 17.5, so 17.5 points. I don't know what to make of either of these teams right now. You guys know I'm not a huge Walt Bell fan, and he is the new offensive coordinator for Western Michigan. Western Michigan does have a lot of returning production. I don't know what that necessarily means. Like, they're number 15 in adjusted returning production. Wisconsin is number 43. Who knows what that even means these days? I mean, these teams change so much from year to year now, it's almost impossible. The preseason prior business is just out. Just out. Next up on Friday night, Stanford is hosting TCU. Line opened at 11. It got all the way down to like 8, I think, at a couple of spots, maybe like a 7.5. But it's back up again. You can get TCU minus 9, or you can get Stanford plus 9.5. My number on it is TCU minus 6.62. So 66.98% chance for TCU to win the game outright. I got a lot of love for Stanford, but this is one of those where Stanford, I think the way that Troy Taylor plays on offense, his team can run the ball. And if they can run the ball, again, Stanford, one of those teams that's got a lot of returning production, TCU, not as much. But if Stanford wanted to slow it down and run the ball, they could shorten this game the way that Georgia Tech did against Florida State. So that is something to pay attention to. So again, my number, TCU minus 6.62. Pitt and Kent State. Kent State going to Pittsburgh. And yeah, this one's a little bit weird. This number is interesting. This is an 11 a.m. game. Pitt is favored by 24 in some spots, 23.5 in other spots. You can get on the other side of the 23.5. I've got it Pitt minus 14.35. Now, again, preseason priors, all that kind of stuff, just something to pay attention to. I'm not big on Pitt this year, but they do have a new offensive coordinator, supposed to be a little more up-tempo. We'll see what that means. We will see what that means. But I've got Pitt with an 83% chance, or almost 83% chance, to win the game outright. So that does make sense. It does kind of go along with Pitt being favored by more than 3 touchdowns. Let's see. Next up, Maryland. Maryland hosting UConn. The number on this is 20.5 right now. You can still get like a 23.5 at certain books. It opened at 24.5. There's been a lot of love for UConn in the market. My number's got it Maryland minus 16.82. So almost 17 points. And if you're getting like a 20.5, I would prefer to be on the other side of 21 before I bet UConn. But also, there's a huge difference in power rating. Not as big a difference in the 24/7 talent composite, right? Number 51 for Maryland, number 101 for UConn. This is going to be a very interesting week trying to figure out what these teams are. We need data points badly, very badly. Georgia and Clemson in Charlotte, neutral site. My number on it, Georgia minus 10. The number that you can get right now is you can get a Clemson 14, so Clemson plus 14, or you can get Georgia minus 13. I would probably side with the Clemson plus 14, but we're going to figure that out. Again, we're going to break these things down on the BetUS College Football Show Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time live. So make sure that you are signed up over there. There is a link in the description for you to sign up. For you to become a member. It's free. It's on YouTube. You guys know what's up. All right, Penn State and West Virginia. This one's a big noon kick on Fox. Latest number, you can get a Penn State minus 8. You can get a West Virginia plus 8.5. Line open to 10. Little bit of buyback this week on West Virginia, so the number has moved pretty drastically. But my number on it is Penn State minus 9.6. I kind of like Penn State here. James Franklin knows the number. I know it's in Morgantown. I don't really trust West Virginia all that much. So, and again, we don't really know what Penn State's going to be. They got 2 new coordinators, Andy Kotelnicki on offense and Tom Allen on defense. What is that going to mean? I don't know. But as far as the talent composite, Penn State number 11 in the country, according to 247's talent composite, and West Virginia is number 54. So huge power rating difference. I got Penn State number 6, West Virginia number 32. How much is home field worth? I guess we will see. We do have, Virginia Tech at Vanderbilt. Number on this, there is a Vandy plus 13.5 out there, or you can get a Virginia Tech minus 12.5. It opened at 10.5, got all the way up to 14 before you saw a little bit of Vanderbilt buyback. My number's way off on this. Virginia Tech minus 6.04. That is pretty wild. And so it's something to pay attention to for sure. But yeah, Virginia Tech minus 6 on this. I don't know if I trust it, but we will see. We will certainly see. Indiana hosting FIU, Florida International. Number on this one is pretty far out there. You can get an Indiana minus 18.5. That's what it opened at. Or you can even get an FIU plus 21 because and I got to tell you, a lot of people on FIU because they don't think Indiana can cover a number like this against anybody. I think Indiana's going to be really good. Like, I really trust Kurt Cignetti. So that is something to pay attention to. However, with all the preseason priors and all that kind of crap built into it, my number is Indiana minus 11. Well, minus 11.7, so closer to minus 12. Again, I don't know how much I trust that, but I do like Kurt Cignetti a lot. But 21.5 or 21 is pretty wild. So, we'll see. How much of a statement do they want to make in week one? UTSA hosting Kennesaw State. My number on this, and this is one of those that the number just climbed and climbed and climbed. It was really ridiculous what that number got up to. But let's see. UTSA minus 24.5 is what you can get right now. Or Kennesaw State plus 24.5. So it's pretty much a consensus across the board. My number on it, again, tough to get Kennesaw State preseason priors, all that kind of stuff. I get UTSA minus 18.497. So 18.5, we'll say. If it's out at 24.5, yeah, I'd probably lean Kennesaw State, but I don't know how you could possibly feel good doing it. UMass hosting Eastern Michigan. That's an interesting one, of course. We'll see exactly what that looks like. But there's been a lot of movement back and forth between certain groups on this game. UMass now favored by 1.5. They opened as a 1-point favorite. It got back to a pick 'em. I think at one point Eastern Michigan was slightly favored, but it's back out to UMass being favored by 1.5. I'm interested. I'm interested in this one because I do have UMass favored by 0.4 points in this. Now, that's not a lot. These are two pretty even teams. But, yeah, I'm curious. UMass is the more talented team. But we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. All right. Syracuse hosting Ohio. Ohio has a bunch of FCS transfers and Division II transfers that came up, but they are replacing a ton, just an absolute metric ton on this team. But Tim Albin, still the coach there. Syracuse got a first-year head coach, Fran Brown. Talent difference is massive on this. You look at the number, Syracuse minus 17.5 is the best that you can get. It opened at 13. It's all the way out past 17 now. And same for Ohio. There is no discrepancy in the number. It's Ohio plus 17.5 or Syracuse minus 17.5. I've got Syracuse minus 9.4. So my number likes Ohio, even though I personally don't. So we'll see. We'll see about this. All right. Ohio State hosting Akron. That number is 50.5 across the board. Consensus there. My number has Ohio State minus, minus 38. So two touchdown difference. And when you look at the clock and all that, maybe. I don't foresee Ohio State running this up. But good gracious, at 50.5, I mean, you could cover this game at 57-7, right? Or 60-10. The question is whether or not they're going to want to do that. And if they're running the ball a lot, which you would assume that they would with Chip Kelly's offense and with Will Howard at quarterback, I don't think that they are going to do anything that's going to... Here, you know what? While we're on the show, why don't we just go ahead and look at Ohio State's 2024 schedule and see when they play a real opponent. So you got Akron, you got Western Michigan, you got Marshall. Michigan State is in week 4. And then Iowa is in week 5. And then you got Oregon in week 6. There is absolutely no reason to show anything. Now, they might just completely overpower them, but 50.5 looks like a ton of points. Just a ton of points. All right, so my number, 38 on that for Ohio State. Florida, hosting Miami. Miami currently, and I'm scrolling. Okay, so this one opened at Miami minus 2. It's bounced around a little bit here and there. You can get a Florida plus 3, or you can get a Miami minus 2.5. A couple of different options out there. My number has this Florida favored by 0.35 points. So right on the number. Talent composite, these two teams are pretty equal. Power rating, both top 30. Florida's got more returning production. Again, what does that mean? This is going to be an interesting one. So my number thinks it is just a straight-up pick 'em. But, I mean, who do you trust more? Like, are we downgrading Florida because of their schedule or because of, like, the team that they have? And I think a lot of the negativity has been more to do with the schedule. Texas hosting Colorado State. This is another 3:30 p.m. Eastern time game. Texas, a 33.5 point favorite at some spots, 32.5 at other. It opened at 36.5. I've got Texas favored by 30.5. So again, my number seems to lean more of these G5 teams. But again, look ahead spot for Texas. Like they're playing against Michigan next week. Why on earth would they show anything against Colorado State? They should be able to just run the ball, even though they've lost two running backs in spring or in fall camp. So I would imagine they're not going to do anything that's crazy in this. They're not going to try and run up the score. They're not going to show anything in this game. So pay attention to that. All right. Da-da-da-da-da. Nebraska and UTEP. UTEP coming into Lincoln. And this is one that a lot of people, there's a lot of hype for Nebraska right now. Number opened at 28. It has been sitting at 27.5 at basically every book that you can get. My number on it is 17.9, so 18 points. Now, I thought this same thing with SMU and Nevada, right? There was a lot of buyback on Nevada, and then there was a lot of buyback on SMU. Everybody thought that they could just blow out Nevada. And talent-wise, they certainly could have. But what Scotty Walton is doing at UTEP. He brought in a bunch of guys from Austin Peay, a lot of guys that understand his system. He is one of those problem-solver coaches. I'm interested in those kind of guys. So if you got one of those kind of guys, that's what I would like to check out. That's what I want to know about. Can he find a way to confuse a freshman quarterback? That's, you know, I'm curious. So, again, the number's 27.5. My number on this is 17.9, so almost 18 points. I mean, that's a pretty big difference. You're talking about a 10-point difference here. So I want to see about this one. Northwestern hosting Miami of Ohio. I think Northwestern is 2-5 all time against Miami of Ohio. I mean, Chuck Martin obviously knows what he's doing. They won the MAC last year. But this is a pretty different team. When you look at the talent composite, Northwestern certainly favored on that. There's not a huge discrepancy in power rating. You got Northwestern number 61. You got Miami of Ohio number 75. This number right now is Northwestern minus 2.5. It opened at 3. It's kind of sat around there for a long time. It got up to 3.5 at one point, and then it got bought back down. Right now, it's 2.5. So across the board, my number is Northwestern minus 4.5 on this. I tend to lean David Braun, Zach Lujan, whatever you want to call it, the offense coordinator he brought in from South Dakota State. I'm interested in that one.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
All right. Georgia Southern is hosting Boise State. This is another one of those where the number just got a little out there. There's been a little bit of buyback on Georgia Southern as well. Boise, I've got them favored by about 8.5 points, 8.45 points. Georgia Southern plus 12.5 is the best you can get, or Boise minus 12.5 is the best you can get. It was sitting at 13 just this morning, and it's already moved a little bit. But it opened at 8. And a lot of this had to do with the fact that I think everybody thought that Georgia Southern was going to have to go with Dexter Williams, the transfer from Indiana, and he was not good throwing the ball last year. So if they can't throw the football, what is that Georgia Southern offense going to look like? Well, right now, it looks like there's been a little bit of buyback on Georgia Southern because J.C. French was announced as the starter. I mean, Georgia Southern does what they do. They're not good on defense, but they might be pretty good on offense, even if they don't have a ton of adjusted returning production. But they do have a system that Clay Helton believes in, and they're going to keep rolling that. So my number on it is Boise minus 8.5. The number right now is 12.5. So proceed with caution. South Carolina is hosting Old Dominion. That's another one of those that's there's a wide discrepancy. It opened at 17. You can get an Old Dominion plus 20.5, or you can get a South Carolina minus 17.5. I am way lower on the number, like way lower. I've got South Carolina minus 13.27. So way down there. Again, I don't really like Old Dominion, but Ricky Ronnie, again, problem solver kind of guy. He tends to stay pretty close in games like this, or at least relatively close. But can he stay within 3 touchdowns? Maybe. So that's an odd one to pay attention to. South Alabama is hosting North Texas. Again, returning production, neither of these teams very big in that. Talent composite, North Texas has way more talent than South Alabama. I say way more, but they're like 15 spots above them in the talent composite. Number 79 for North Texas and number 94 for South Alabama. Major Applewhite, first game as head coach in Mobile. Again, this is going to be interesting. Very, very interesting. Robbie Ezell is the new offensive coordinator for South Alabama. What kind of offense is he going to run here? I would imagine it stays about the same as what South Alabama had been doing under Major Applewhite. But I'm curious on this one because I feel like North Texas should be better, but they are 5-point dogs in this, or I guess you can get a 5.5 out there. It opened at 6.5. We've had some North Texas money, but I've got South Alabama minus 6.17. So not ideal, but okay. You know, it is what it is. All right, we continue on. Houston is hosting UNLV. Houston minus 2 is what I've got it, 2.18. So we'll just say 2.2 on that. The number that you can get right now is 1. You can get Houston minus 1 or you can get UNLV plus 1.5. It opened at 3. Been a lot of UNLV numbers. I'm interested. I like UNLV in this spot, even if my number says that you should probably bet Houston. Although it's just like right on the number. Like really, this has to do with home field advantage, and is there much of a home field advantage for Houston? I don't know that. We'll keep it moving. Troy hosting Nevada. Nevada looked pretty good against SMU the other night, but now there is film on Nevada. Troy is a 9-point favorite, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm trying to find it, but scrolling does not seem to work. Okay, you can get a 9.5 with Troy if you want to, or you can get a 13. The number opened at 18.5, but because Nevada looked good, it shifted. My number on this is Troy minus 12.97, so Troy minus 13. But again, what is Troy going to look like under the new head coach, Gerard Parker? Who knows? Like, this was a good team last year, but as far as adjusted returning production, Troy is dead last in the country. That is insane. They lost a bunch of guys that followed Summerall over to Tulane, or transferred out to other places. But Nevada was kind of the same, right? Nevada was number 78 in adjusted returning production. As far as power rating, I had Nevada number 125. I've got Troy at 63. But Nevada actually has more talent than Troy. Number 106 in the talent composite, number 113 for Troy. So this one's, I'm curious which one of these numbers is right. The opener at minus 18.5, or it's all the way down at 9.5 now. So I might be staying away from that one. Rice and Sam Houston. That's an interesting one. Right now, you can get Sam Houston plus 11.5, or you can get Rice minus 10, depending upon the book. My number on it is Rice minus 7.3. Mike Bloomgren has done a pretty good job of building up this program. They are number 1 in the country in adjusted returning production on defense. Like, Sam Houston's number 41, and I thought that was pretty good. But number one for Rice, that's pretty good. Number 26 on offense for Rice, adjusted returning production. Number 17 for Sam Houston. Like, this is a fun coaching matchup. KC Keeler against Mike Bloomberg, yeah, I'll take that all day, every day. Like, this one's going to be a fun one to watch. So, the numbers out there again, 11.5 for Sam Houston, or if you want to take Rice minus 10, you can do that. But my number is Rice minus 7.3. Alabama, favored over Western Kentucky. This one has moved a little bit because it was 32.5 at open. It got all the way down to 30 at some spots. Now you can get you can get a 30.5 or you can get a 31.5. My number on it is Alabama minus 26.36. So, you know, talent composite-wise, Alabama's number one in the country, Western Kentucky number 107. They might be able to just run all over them. How much do they want to do that? Like, there's going to be some growing pains on defense, I would assume, because, I mean, you got a new defense coordinator in Kane Womack and Mo Lingus is the co-DC. What is Nick Sherrin going to look like as OC for Alabama? You know, Alabama gets to play against T.J. Finley again. He was the quarterback at Auburn during one of Brian Harsin's years. But regardless, I've got Alabama minus 26.36 on that one. All right, carrying on, UCLA headed to Hawaii. Hawaii put absolutely nothing on film against Delaware State. They did nothing in that game. Won the game 35-14. They knew they could name their score. They didn't want to do anything. And Timmy Chang said that they were not going to put anything on film for that. So my number on this is UCLA minus 13.33. The number's out there right now. So it opened at UCLA minus 18.5. You can get a UCLA minus 13, or you can get a Hawaii plus 14 at a couple of different spots as we speak. So number moved to about the right spot. Consider me intrigued. Michigan and Fresno State, this one's on NBC later on that evening, I believe 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Michigan, a 21.5-point favorite, and that is consensus. It opened at 22. There was some buyback on Fresno, but not much. Jeff Tedford, not going to be the coach here. Tim Skipper is going to be your head coach for Fresno for this season. I've got Michigan minus 19. So I'm right on the number. I don't know that maybe you take Fresno at the 21.5, but I would prefer to stay away from this one. Notre Dame at Texas A&M. That number is all the way out to 3. Now, why that is, I have no idea. I know that Notre Dame did have their starting left tackle go down, but I mean, that was at the beginning of August. At this point, you've had a month to be able to work out new guys there. Texas A&M, entirely new coaching staff. You got Holman Wiggins and Colin Klein as your co-DC or co-OCs. You got Jay Bateman at DC. Mike Elko is your coach. Obviously, you've seen what Mike Elko can do when he comes into a new program that just needs a little tweaking. He did good things at Duke, had their first 9-win season in like 40 years or something. I mean, it was their first 9-win season since like World War II in his first year at Duke. Just nuts. So, Mike Elko, the new coach there, Marcus Freeman in year 3. Mike Denbrock, the new offensive coordinator at Notre Dame. Obviously, he had some success against Texas A&M, but this is a new version of Texas A&M. Talent composite, there's not a lot of difference here. Number 7 for Texas A&M, number 10 for Notre Dame. Right now, it is consensus. Texas A&M minus 3. It opened at A&M minus 1. I have Notre Dame favored by 1.5. So I think you might know which way I'm leaning on that one. All right. Kentucky hosting Southern Miss. That number right now, you can get, so it opened at 24, you can get a Kentucky minus 25.5, or you can get a Southern Miss plus 27.5. I've got a Kentucky minus 20. I think Will Hall is one of those problem solver coaches, but we'll see. I got Kentucky minus 20 on that. Georgia State at Georgia Tech. That's right, Georgia Tech playing exactly 1 week after they played in Ireland and got a massive, massive program win. So it opened at 18.5. You can get a Georgia Tech minus 19.5 currently, or you can get a Georgia State plus 21.5. My number on this game, even with all the stuff that Georgia State went through, changing coaches right after the spring, Del McGee comes in, brings in Jim Chaney as offense coordinator, Kevin Shearer at defensive coordinator. But you saw what Buster Faulkner, the OC for Georgia Tech, did against Florida State. You saw what Tyler Santucci did. All of a sudden, Georgia Tech knows how to tackle on defense. My number is Georgia Tech minus 9.2. So, proceed with caution. Don't forget, Georgia Tech goes to Syracuse next week. James Madison heading to Charlotte. This one's interesting. The talent composite here is wild. Absolutely. Charlotte is number 65 in the 247 talent composite. Biff Poggi has been doing some work. Like, absolutely doing some work. A lot of steam on the Charlotte side. It opened at 11.5. The best you can get now is 6.5. Charlotte plus 6.5, James Madison minus 6.5. My number on this is James Madison minus 12.45. That's new coach Bob Chesney coming in. There's not a lot of talent on the roster. Not a lot of returning production. But as far as power rating is concerned, I've got James Madison 51. I got Charlotte number 128. So does the talent gel for Biff and Bunch? New Mexico is headed to Arizona. We saw New Mexico look pretty decent until the fourth quarter against Montana State yesterday. Gave up 21 unanswered to lose the game outright when they were up, 31-14 in that game? And ended up losing 35-31. But Bronco Mendenhall in year one, they are going to put the fear of God in some people. So something to pay attention to. Let's look at this number right now. New Mexico, you can get a 31.5, or you can get Arizona minus 30. My number here is Arizona minus 23.18. Was last week just a blip? Who knows? Who knows? But Arizona now has film on what New Mexico is trying to do on offense, so that is something to pay attention to. Arizona State heading to Wyoming. This one's interesting. It opened at 7. A little bit of buyback on Wyoming. It is sitting at 6.5 pretty much everywhere. Best you can get is 6.5 on the other side. I got Arizona State favored by 1.6. Not great. Not great. However, this is another one of those where there's a massive talent difference. If Kenny Dillingham just wants to run the ball, I feel like he could probably get away with that. But we'll see. I mean, I don't have him power rated that far off. But as far as the talent goes, I've got 247 has got Arizona State at number 30, Wyoming at number 122. But how much do they fit into what Jay Sovell is wanting to do? That's the question. I mean, we saw that with Nevada and SMU. Nevada was number 106. SMU was like number 25 in team talent. So this is another one of those spots. Does the system beat talent? So Arizona State minus 1.5, basically, is what I've got, but the number is 6.5. All right, USC and LSU on a neutral Sunday. This one's going to be big. Opened at 6, sat around 6 for a while, got up to 6.5 at some spots. Now it's at 4.5. Been a little bit of love for USC in the market here lately. My number on this is LSU minus 5.1. Well, 5.097, we'll say that. So if it's 5.1 and the number's 4.5, I'm probably not touching it. In the last game, before we get out of here, because this has already gone 33 minutes, and I cannot believe that anybody would listen to this, but I certainly appreciate you for doing so. Florida State and Boston College. Florida State opened as a 23-point favorite over Boston College. I got in at Boston College plus 22. The number right now, there's still a book out there that has 21.5, so you can bet Boston College plus 21.5. Most of them have adjusted. Florida State minus 17 is the number right now. That's the market consensus for the most part. My number on this was Florida State minus 18 before the season started. Haynes King ran the ball a lot against this defense, and it threw him off because Florida State's got a lot of pass rushers. And if you're running the quarterback and you're running misdirections and draws and counters, those pass rushers on that defensive line for Florida State might be over-aggressive. And if they're over-aggressive, you're going to be able to run by them because you're going to trick them. Is that what Boston College has to do with a similar quarterback to Haynes King in Thomas Castellanos, however you say it? So my number, 18.2 in favor of Florida State. There's a 17 out there. There's a 21.5 out there. Again, Boston College has gotten to see film on Florida State. Florida State has no idea what Boston College is going to look like. And, of course, there's the international travel. But Florida State does get 2 more days than Georgia Tech did. So, is what it is. All right. Let's go on and get out of here. You guys have been Hey, let me tell you right quick. Tickets are expensive. Go to TicketSmarter.com. Save some money. WCE10 is going to be how you save $10 on an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to save you $20 on an order of $300 or more. Think smarter, ticketsmarter.com. That's not a one-time code, by the way. You can use that anytime you want to get tickets, and we got some big games coming up. You decide you want to go to a game this weekend, get the tickets on TicketSmarter. That's the best way to do it, ticketsmarter.com. All right, subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube page. We're going to be putting out quite a bit of content this week. Go, of course, check out the BetUS College Football Show. There's a link in the description for that. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Go on and do it to it. I think TJ and I are going to be doing Three Dog Thursday this week. I think Scott and I are going to be doing his show on Monday. Scott, of course, Vegas Horse Pools over in Las Vegas. Spank Odds, all that kind of stuff. You know Scott. You should know Scott. If you don't, look him up, at Vegas Horse Pools on Twitter. So, with that said, check out bettingcfb.com. Become a member. These kind of things where I'm talking about these odds and whatnot, probably only going to be on there going forward so that I give my members a little more bang for their buck. We'll say that. All right, check out winningcureseverything.com. We got some new shirts in the web store. All that kind of stuff. It's going to be a good year, y'all. I'm feeling good about it. My priors might have been jacked looking at those week zero games. Wasn't a lot for me to react to as far as that goes, but I did have a Georgia Tech, Florida State instant reaction on the bettingcfb.com site. So become a member over there, and you'll get to hear me bitch and complain about all kind of stuff, all sorts of bad beats and everything else. All right, with that said, let's go on and get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, and make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE, and the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.